And now we're going to be joined not only with Dave Prince in the UK at New Style Radio, but with Reverend Ted Pike on this very horrific bill that they're trying to shove through, H.R. 1913, the latest salvo from the horrors of the abomination of administration, the Democrats and some rogue Republicans that support these type of horror bills, including a bill that they've just put out now they want to pass called H.R. 20, to make mothers have to fill in a questionnaire, and if they don't fill it in correctly, they can't take their baby home. But this hate crime bill is so extensive and so broad-sweeping, even if you inadvertently, quote, offend anyone, even without any intention, even outside the country, that could affect any form of commerce in any even remote way, you're guilty and can be even extradited. It is an absolute abomination that they're trying to push through, and it'll destroy the fabric, because once you lose free speech, your Second Amendment and any other rights mean nothing. And that's why you have countries like Canada that have hate crime bills with the ADL. It's an absolute thing. We must stop this today. These people sponsoring the bill and pushing it through need to be packed and sent back home from Washington, D.C. Their time in politics needs to end. Welcome to the program, Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Bill.
Tell us how bad it is and what's going on and what we need to do as a call to action to get this stopped, because we've done it many times before. This is obviously, from what we can see, part of the Obama agenda, the Democrat agenda. It's moving at the speed of light, and there are some rogue Republicans that support it as well. This bill is, I read through it and I sat in shock. I mean, the more I read, the more angry, the more upset, the more just an absolute rage, righteous rage I was as to what they were saying in this bill. It is such a wide net, anyone can be selectively prosecuted.
Yes, I'll give you just a broad overview of what's been happening this winter. As many of our listeners know, Sheila Jackson Lee introduced her kind of proto-hate bill, kind of a decoy, shorter version of the hate bill back first week of January. But I knew that a longer version was going to be introduced, a much tougher, longer version with much more empowerment to the federal government to take over states' rights, especially in law enforcement. And that was something that I was able to ferret out just as Congress was debarking literally minutes before the members of the House of Representatives were leaving, turning off their lights, and going home for their spring vacation. I discovered by talking, in fact, to Jackson Lee's legislative expert that Representative Conyers, John Conyers, who is the head of the House Judiciary Committee, was at that, virtually that moment, introducing the hate bill into the House Judiciary. His longer version, the bill number is H.R. 1913. It's the same bill that passed the House 2 years ago, but finally the Democrats were unable to get enough votes because of issues having to do with federal funding of the war in Iraq and so on. And so what I did was I sent out an emergency alert back on April 2nd, which resounded throughout the Internet, and telling folks that the don't wait until Congress gets back from the spring break, because Conyers is planning on introducing, and he is introducing this, and he's planning on moving it forward very quickly, just as soon as the members of the House return April 20th. Well, on April 9th, we got information from Barney Frank's website, Representative Barney Frank, who's a pro-homosexual, pro-hate bill advocate there in the House. He was saying that Conyers was going to run the hate bill through so fast it would be out of judiciary by the end of the week, this week, in fact, the week we're in right now. He said we'd start moving it on Monday, and homosexual leaders, Joe Solomonese and others, were saying that who are drinking buddies with Frank, said there will be no hearings in the House Judiciary. So again, I screamed the message as loudly as I could everywhere, and getting people ready. And then on Saturday, just last weekend, I sent out an emergency alert telling everybody to demand hearings in the House Judiciary. And so by Monday morning, there was what was described as a ton of calls coming in. Both Republicans and Democrats were using that phrase, a ton of calls coming in at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. People were getting up at 6 o'clock a.m. on the West Coast, calling in, demanding hearings from Conyers. It only took about an hour of that kind of deluge, and Conyers relented. He sent out a memo to all members of the House Judiciary that there would be hearings this morning, starting at 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. And literally to this very moment, I have been listening to those hearings, which ended about 10 minutes ago. Now, the victory of these hearings is that we were able to get very wide publicity about them. Specifically, I was on Point of View, which is a Christian conservative, very popular talk show, national talk show. It has 400 affiliates, a huge listening audience of several million evangelical Christians. I told them yesterday everything I had to tell them. I told them about how the ADL was the godfather of hate crimes legislation worldwide. I told them how ADL took away free speech in Canada in 1971 with their federal hate crimes bill. I told them, in fact, that they must listen to the hearings in the House Judiciary Committee this morning. And as you probably are aware, most of the new right organizations, virtually all of the biggest Christian conservative so-called watchdog groups, have been silent, virtually silent, concerning any reference to this bill, even of it moving through rapidly today. Well, the good news, as I say, is that we had some real fireworks from a whole bunch of fighting Republicans. In fact, excuse me, all of the Republicans.
Absolutely. Continue that thought. Don't go away. Yeah. We're going to be continuing in the UK. So let's go to Dave Prince over in UK New Style Radio. And I'd like you to repeat that thought, if you can. Reverend Ted Pike, people need to know what's really going on. It's not just in America. Hate crime bills are really obnoxious in Britain. To wear a cross, you can end up with fines and more. We'll be back in just a second. Please repeat that thought if you can. Reverend Ted Pike.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call can reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Discussion in the UK. These hate bills, by the way, are planned and plotted with a number of other parallel things, the demolition of the world economy and more. I want you to continue, if you can, with what we need to do, not just in the United States to stop this current bill, because I'm sure it'll come back, just like this bill was around 2 years ago. But the horrors of hate bills. Dave Prince, tell us how bad it is in Britain right now with hate bill. And if, by the way, if your callers out there in Canada, where they have a horrible hate crime law, very noxious indeed. I know one of my friends, Betty and Willard Teason at New Style at It's a New Day Radio in Winnipeg. And I've spoken many times on their radio show and also in their studio and broadcast and done documentaries with them. They warned me the last time I was up there some years ago that I'd better not say anything about, quote, homosexuals, even if it was just in passing, or I would immediately be arrested, the station would lose its CRTC rating, and they could be shut down and all of their equipment confiscated. That's how bad it is. It's a very predatory system, but this new HR 1913 is far worse than anywhere that I've known, including in the UK or Canada. It's that aggressive. Tell us what you see in Britain, Dave Prince.
Certainly, right here in the UK, if you were to be in your work and even have a topical discussion on homosexuality, you could also be dismissed immediately with immediate effect. And right about now, if you were to even be anywhere near police and you actually talk about homosexuality, that it's wrong, and you even quote some of the scriptures, Romans chapter 1, that will be an offence right there and then. I was actually speaking to a few people last week, and, you know, this person, not giving any names at all, they were suspended just for giving an opinion about what they felt about homosexuality. And basically the union actually told that individual that you're facing a full front sacking just for actually stating your opinion and even your religious views. Right about now, you'll find that most of the churches now are not even using, talking against homosexuality or even, bestiality, to that effect. So it's like to say everything's gone silent right here. Freedom of speech seems to have gone straight through the window, because if you are in company time, on company premises, or even outside the company premises where some people do smoke and even voice your opinion there and then, you can be instantly dismissed. So that's just some of the things that are happening right here in the UK. It seems like there's no freedom of speech, and over in America, I know there's no Fifth Amendment.
No, exactly. And here, let me read off the definition, Section 3 of the definition of hate crime. In this Act, number one, the term crime of violence has the meaning of given, that term in Section 16, Title 18, United States Code. Number two, the term hate crime has the meaning given such term in Section 280003A of the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, 28 U.S.C. 994 note. And number three, the note, local means a county, city, town, township, parish, village, or other general purpose political subdivision of a state. They actually state in this act, believe it or not, that if you offend anybody, even in a foreign country, it affects in any way international, interstate or international commerce, you're guilty. And as a result, what it means, it says, offenses involving actual or perceived race, color, religion, or national origin of any kind. And it can involve anything anywhere in the world. So if you make a statement on a radio show and it's broadcast, theoretically from this, based on the International Court of Justice that they're trying to set up, and international courts, they could extradite you to Germany or anywhere in the world, even a country that isn't democratic, because you, quote, violated by saying something, say, against Islam. This is how bad it is. It's that bad, people, that this is the end game. This is the big deal. This is the final road.
Yes,
your comments, Reverend Ted, your comments.
Yes. The actual federal hate crimes bill that underlies this legislation was passed in 1968, and Title 18, Section 2A, says that if anyone speaks in a manner that incites or encourages anybody to commit a violent hate crime, then that person, whether it's, you know, it's a pastor, it's a talk show host, it's even a person on the street corner, like in Britain, criticizes homosexuality, quoting from the Bible, saying it's an abomination and so on, and some nut hears that speech, let's say over the radio or internet, goes out and bashes a homosexual and says, well, I heard Reverend so-and-so saying that on his radio program, then that pastor, that talk show host, that writer, whatever, can be dragged in as a federal hate criminal, tried as a principal, this bill says. Now, what we have here is the beginnings, of course, of a speech crime law. You know, some people say, well, down the road a few years, maybe they'll add amendments and so on to this legislation that will give it teeth. No, this bill has teeth right now, according to the 1968 law that undergirds it, to go after you if you speak out in public. And
right.
That's exactly what Mr. Prince is saying there in Britain. If we want to know where this hate bill is going, don't look at the fine print of the actual law. Go to take a look at what happened to Canada, the European countries, Australia, and so on, and also consider the fact that this hate crimes legislation, which imprisoned Christians and free thinkers and Holocaust reductionists and so on in Canada, was brought into existence by the Anti-Defamation League. I was told by Paul Fromm in Canada that they worked a full decade lobbying Congress, finally, just like Conyers, finally in the last minutes, just before Christmas vacation in 1971, they quietly snuck it in and got it passed. And the ADL is solidly behind this bill. They originated 45 U.S. state hate crimes laws. They're very proud of that fact. Go to ADL.org and you'll find hate crimes all over the place. They're proud of starting hate crimes laws everywhere, including Europe. And so the fruits are very obvious. If we allow the hate crimes bill to go forward, it'll degenerate very quickly into a national speech crime law, casting a chill on free speech throughout all America.
Yeah, in other words, your First Amendment will be gone. And if they even say that you didn't intend to offend someone, but you incited someone who did an act, you will be a co-defendant of a criminal act by someone who you don't even know. So this is basically, as Vladimir Lenin said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. That's what they'll do. We're dealing with a situation now that is over the edge. We're dealing with a Minority Report world where pre-crime, where the intention to offend, where there isn't even a crime or anything, there's no body, there's no nothing happening.
It's totally redundant because local law, our traditional English law, adequately prosecutes, investigates, and prosecutes all crimes, violent or otherwise, bias motivated or otherwise. We have an impeccable record from our Anglo-Saxon ancestors, going all the way back to the time of Moses, the Mosaic Law that only tangible, demonstrable crimes, physical crimes, should be punished. But if we get into the whole morass of bias motivation, then we have total confusion. Let me just give the toll-free numbers to your members of Congress, because this bill is going to pass the House Judiciary tomorrow. This is a kangaroo hearing. It's going to pass tomorrow. But we need to blanket Congress now with vehement protest saying, please don't vote for H.R. 1913. this kind of legislation, this is the same kind of legislation which has taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Now, the toll-free number to call your members of Congress are 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And then there's a backup toll number, 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number to your House and Senate members, 202-225-3121. Now, call your member of the House right now. Let him know to vote against this bill, which is going to be coming on the floor of the House next week, according to Barney Frank. Barney Frank says by the end of this month, the hate bill will be passed in the House of Representatives. Call your members of the House, tell them to vote against it, but don't omit calling the members of the Senate, because Teddy Kennedy's son is in there in his position, and it'll be going to the Senate very quickly.
Yeah, amazing. We need to get you back on for another special in the next few days. Reverend Ted Pike, do give me a call. We'll be on for a full hour. And thank you, Dave Prince. Any closing comments here? We are on for a couple more minutes, so let's keep rolling if we can in the UK. Othman in our GCN studios. Reverend Ted, what's your final words for the people in the UK and Europe?
Yeah, people need to come right now to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. At truthtellers.org, we have powerful 10-minute videos right on the homepage. Watch those videos, get educated, read our articles, and take action.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you very much, Dave Prince. Every Wednesday, first hour co-broadcast with New Style Radio. Dave Prince, New Style Radio, the UK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.